get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
Merkle Media.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Back It Up with Hammer Lane Legends. This is Jack Merkle, and I'm just here to deliver the goods. It's Friday, and we are all ready for the weekend. I hope you guys have had a great week. Maybe it's been a long week, maybe it's been a short week, maybe you've worked one day, maybe you've worked, 12 days straight, but hopefully, at some point, you get a break. And this show, Back It Up, every Friday, hopefully this is a break for you. This week, we've got a great show. This was a break room show with four guys. This was with Tony, my dad, Brian Shipper, and myself. This was New Year's Eve. We had a blast, episode 95. It was pretty recent, but it's always fun when we all get together and we get to bust some chops and have a good time. But this was just fun. I think this was the second to last break room show that we did with Tony. So this was a good one. It's always good for us to get to have the chance to look back and enjoy those conversations, especially with Shipper being there with my dad and Tony as well. This was a good show this week. We hope you guys enjoy it. And if you do enjoy it, as they always say, share the show, but just check us out on any social media platform. We're there, Hammer Lane Legends, pretty much everywhere. Give us a follow, check us out. We post a bunch of stuff on Instagram and Facebook, and we have the Facebook fan group, so all that stuff is pretty dope. We also have a bunch of news articles that pop up on the website as well, so if you ever have any, interesting articles or something like that, send it our way. We'll probably, we might end up posting it on the website as well. And get in touch with us. We want to hear your stories. We want to know, what your experiences are on the road, whether you're a driver behind the wheel of a big rig, or if you're a heavy machinery operator, if you're an EMT, you do any sort of driving pretty much at all. We kind of just want to know your stories. We obviously, if you've listened to us for any amount of time, you know that we have a ton of different experiences, a ton of different jobs on the show. You know, whether it's a dirty job or a pretty clean job, we just want to hear what you've done and get your experiences. There's so many different jobs out there that require some sort of, you know, driving or operating a vehicle in some manner. And even if it's not like you've driven for a long time, we still would love to hear your stories and your experience getting into the field, whether you're new, whether you're old, whatever it may be. We just want to hear from you guys. So thank you so much for checking us out. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Now let's get into it. Have a great weekend.
The driver's door, ran out the side of the car, across the front of it, and jumped right off the side of the bridge in front of me.
The only people who really pulled over were truckers.
He said, "We're going Hodge," and he didn't slow down. He went across the median onto the oncoming traffic, but where they could see him coming, they just got out of the way.
I noticed his plane was really low. He went right in front of us, hit the fence, and it spun around. You know, 30 seconds more, he could have hit us.
And I went around that truck, and a guy stepped out from behind the truck and threw a piece of wood, and it shot through my window just like a spear and stuck in the back of the cab of my truck.
That's probably one of the stranger things I've seen.
The whole time I'm doing this music video and I'm like, this is great because it fits with my show, all that stuff. Like it was just, and Jack saw it. It was great. It looked awesome. And then turns out YouTube wants to tell me I can't have it on my video and monetize it at the same time. So I had to take it off. And it's just like, you gotta be kidding me.
Why can't you have it on video?
They said it was copyrighted, even though I paid for it years ago so that it wouldn't be. I had a subscription to a website where you can get like royalty free music, right? And that's where I got it from. But apparently, whoever the artist was that put it up there, since then decided he wanted to copyright it. I don't know. Wow. I have no idea. So
that's
free
wrong.
Is never free.
Ain't that the truth?
It sucks.
Yep.
It really sucks. Mm-hmm. Like if we were doing this like on YouTube, I would like play it for people because I'm proud of it. It looked awesome.
Well, I mean, it was pretty cool, especially the second iteration of it, because I was here when he was working on the first part, and we were just piecing a bunch of stuff together for the video. But when he obviously put it up there, it copyright. I think what happened is because he didn't put the credit in the description.
Didn't give credit in the, yeah.
I don't think that's what it is. YouTube doesn't monitor things that closely on all the channels.
Just yours.
Yeah.
No, I just... No, you have no idea. What you're talking about.
I know. I'm just kidding. That's all. It was just funny. That's just being a jerk.
It probably wasn't, but you never know.
I'm really liking the way this microphone's sounding over here. Like I almost want to start recording right from here, this spot. The way it's sounding in my ears. I'm like, ooh, this sounds good.
Really?
There's something about being in this spot, sitting in this spot in the room. I don't know.
Cool. Next time you come in, I'll have the whole room reorganized.
I know, right?
I really might.
I won't know where I'm sitting.
His desk is going to be moved over there.
Like all these wires, oh my.
I'm just going to like trim the desk and then just tuck it in the corner. I have to crawl underneath the desk just to get to my seat.
Yeah.
Like, welcome.
Either that or you just like have a Bluetooth everything over there now so you can just...
Dude, I could do that. Anyways, welcome to the show, everybody. Thanks for being here. How you guys doing?
All right.
Great.
We got
well.
We got young Merc in the house. We do.
Producer Jack.
Old Merc in the house.
Yes, we do. Old man.
And we got Shipper doing the shipping.
Amen, brother.
No shipping this week for Shipper, though.
Christmas is over.
Yeah. We got Dad still recovering from the COVID.
still working on it.
Yeah. So I guess by the time people hear this, they'll have heard this show that you and I recorded 2 days ago.
Yeah.
When we... told people, so it's only been 2 days since the last time we recorded. So people are hearing you and they're like, oh man, he's still dragging it on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's only 2 days
later.
It's
only 2 days later, even though it's taken a while for you to kick all the symptoms and stuff.
It is.
You know?
Long time. Yeah.
It's kicking my butt.
Yeah, you're starting to look like a Transformer.
Omnicron. Omnicron.
It's a stupid name.
It is a stupid name.
It's a stupid name. It's like, it just seems like you could have, I don't know, just done a better name. Like, it just sounds like a transformer.
Like, how do you go from Delta to Omicron?
Omicron.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, they didn't want to offend anybody.
Is that what it is? We don't want to offend?
Well, there was that thing that was going around. They were saying that, and I didn't look at it that closely. Maybe Jack did. I don't know. But there was this thing that was going around saying that they skipped a certain name or two because they didn't want to offend the Chinese or something.
Yeah, because I think it was Xi or...
Oh yeah, that's right. I suppose like after the president of China or something like that.
Because he found it. Because he founded the coronavirus.
He founded the coronavirus universe.
Oh my gosh!
Wow. Well, we just got kicked off.
I couldn't help it though.
That's the show,
I couldn't help it though.
Thanks for being here.
It was the show was fun while it lasted. It was huge. It was very huge. Very, very big.
All I can say is China.
Oh my gosh. It's the China virus.
Producer Jack's just sitting there going, shaking his head.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's gonna be a fun night.
Pretty much.
That's all I ever do when I'm in a room with you guys. So
yes,
I mean, now we add Shipper, and I get to you know
more shaking.
He gets a can full of marbles there, just rattle. Yeah, just rattle.
I'll you'll hear it a lot tonight.
More head shaking.
Man. Well, we do have a voicemail show for people. I would say that before we get into it, we just learned. And we learned... See, this is the kind of stuff that Jack is very useful for, because he reads the fine print. And so, like, I opened up the voicemail line. I haven't looked at it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, there's not a whole lot of voicemails. I thought there'd be more. And the oldest one we have is from October 11th, right, Jack?
Yeah, October 11th.
Yeah, and so it was just like, man, I thought there'd be more. And then Jack reads the fine print on the bottom page. And what does it say?
Recordings will be deleted after 90 days.
We need to do this more often.
Sorry, September.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yes. We weren't trying to discriminate, even though some of you we do discriminate against and we chop you out because you annoy me. So just
we
kidding.
Never do that.
So if they want to re-record their voicemail,
please
or their
do.
Voice thing, what do they do?
Yeah, just try again.
That's right.
If you try again and we release a voicemail show within 90 days and you still don't make it, you just know that I just didn't like what you had to say.
And what is that phone number, Tony? Yes.
I don't remember.
515-585-6375.
There you go. That's your
515-585-MERK. If you need to call in and just redo your voicemail, that'd be great to hear from you again. We apologize if it has caused any inconvenience for anybody. We did not mean to make it last more than 90 days. It just did.
Okay. And here's where I interject.
That's my disclaimer.
Here's my interjection to say, inconvenience? How?
Like, well, now they got to make another phone call.
It's just a phone call. Like,
I don't want people to feel like we don't want to. We just, man, it just kind of got beat up.
We don't
the
worry about
and COVID,
it.
Everything
we
got
don't
past
worry
us.
About what people think.
I worry.
So we're recording this the last week of 2021, and we're heading into 2022. Before we get into the voicemail line,
Omicron.
let's just kind of continue this little bit of a loose conversation stuff and talk about maybe futuristic things that, you know, are in my wheelhouse. You know, like I just told Brian upstairs when we were eating some pizza. I told him about the whole black pill thing, and you know, some people might not know it. I think a lot of people don't know what black pill means. Like, a lot of people have heard the red pill thing, and basically black pill is when somebody is so red pill that they don't even have hope for the future. And that's kind of how I view things.
Me?
yeah well, there you go. So, but
I had a good run.
I mean, I think I hope humanity has learned their lesson by now that, you know, in the last 2 years, it's probably not a good idea to make New Year's resolutions.
2 years, go with 1 year. Thanks, Joe.
I mean,
we're on the 11th month, okay? It's not the 11th year.
It feels like it.
It does.
Well, I'm thinking more along lines of when the world started ending in the beginning of 2020. So,
yeah. With the COVID.
I remember, we were heading into 2020, and I was talking to people doing live streams and even on the show. I said, listen, guys, It's a brand new year. We're going into the, you know, the 2020s, the roaring 20s. Make this the best decade of your life. You know, all that stuff. Like, I was talking it up. I was like, this is the roaring. Like, if you had plans for your life, if you've been wanting to try new things, just do it. Like, if you do it now in 2020, by the time 2030 hits, your life is going to be amazing and all this stuff. And then, like, literally the next day, the whole world ended. And I was like, oh.
Question?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what happened at the end of the 20s?
What's that?
The Great Depression. Yeah. The Great Depression.
Yeah. I wasn't so thinking I'm not looking for nothing.
Nope. Yeah, I wasn't thinking the 1920s. I was thinking, because it's funny because whenever, like, you just said that, my mind automatically goes to 2030s. I'm like, okay, we're talking future here. Wait, tell me what's coming down the pike.
Dust Bowl.
The Great Depression, the Dust Bowl, World War II.
Yeah. But hey, we're going to fix those roads with that new infrastructure.
There you go. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Pete. Oh, you got something to say?
Goes off the rails quick, though.
That was just what I just went.
Hey, this is the trucking show. We just handled the infrastructure. We didn't even talk about the infrastructure bill on this show. Exactly. We could do that. You know, we could really do
Pete,
that.
If you're listening, take notes.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, especially in PA.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, these roads in PA are chasing me out of PA.
Oh, you got that right.
I tell you,
when you leave once. Don't keep coming back.
Come back.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not planning on it.
Nothing will bring you back. There's really nothing great.
I mean, seriously, like I can't imagine, like, for the reasons we're leaving, I can't imagine why I'd come back. I mean, really, unless.
Well, so much for you, Dad.
I know, right? Well.
Well, I mean, unless, like, we first.
Take a bow.
Something happens where we needed to be closer to family or something. But, I mean, you guys can live without us, and we can live without you, suckers.
Wow, that's nice.
Unless this is going to be like Yellowstone 1883 with the wagons going down 81.
You know what I feel like? I feel like I'm at the base. I feel like I'm at the base of Mount St. Helens in 1980, and we're just about ready to explode. You know, that's what it feels like here.
It's just getting a little warm, but don't worry, it's okay. I'm just going to stand back a little bit.
It's all right. The mountain's just starting to bump out a little bit. Don't worry about it. You're going to be good.
It's got acid indigestion.
Yes, it does.
Those hot springs got a little hotter, but that's not a problem.
No worries.
There are some ice in there.
So what's the plan for 2022, guys? You guys have any plans coming this year? I mean, I know I've talked about on numerous occasions about moving out of the Pennsylvania area.
I'm moving out of the Pennsylvania state, Tony.
Yeah, well, it's a territory the way they treat it sometimes.
We're more like Guam, you know. Yeah.
I'm thinking. I'm a little worried about some of the New York influence coming into Pennsylvania.
Oh, you're worried now.
I've been worried and stuff. Look at the room here. I'm the one that's taking the action first to bail. Okay, let's just put that on the record.
Yeah. 6 months ago, we're talking about a Chick-fil-A. Now he's
right, and now he's leaving. Right?
They got Chick-fil-A down there. You know, come on down. Let's start one down there.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we could even get Carl's to open up down there.
Yeah. You guys sell your properties now while the prices are high,
that's
and then
right.
put all that money into
a
crypto.
Trailer.
Yeah,
a trailer and crypto.
There you go. That sounds like a podcast title right there. Yeah. A trailer and crypto. Yeah. I think what I would love, my dream scenario is, because here's the thing, back to the black pill. I really believe that in 2022 we're gonna have a serious market crash, and I hope. Because I think that the housing market's going to, you know, and I hope that I can sell my house high and then, like, the next day it crashes and I can go to Tennessee and buy dirt cheap.
Well, I on the pool we got going, I got April.
You got April? I'm thinking I'll take May.
My only hope for 2022 is just March. Don't die. You know, I just don't want to die.
Well, yeah.
Well, you had COVID now, so you should be good.
I should be okay.
Yeah.
What's the problem, man? You had a good run.
I did. It's all done. It's all downhill from here now.
And I mean, honestly, you know, what else is there left anyway at this point? Just work to pay off bills.
That's right. If I kick now, your mom gets a nice little settlement there going on, and she can cremate my butt.
I'd hope the whole thing and not just, not just my butt.
Yeah. Take it all.
That'd be weird.
It would be weird because that really changes the whole putting it on the mantle, you know? Here's dad's bust. Pagunk.
There's his ass. Kiss it every night.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Freaking A.
Look at that ass.
And back to the black belt.
Yeah. We're all doomed.
Nothing like doom and gloom for, you know, 2022.
Yeah, yeah. We're bringing, this is the first show of the year it for 2022, is, yes. And we're bringing people in, you know.
We're bringing them down.
The Merc way. And this is the way I do it.
What else are we
going
to do?
Seriously, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, this is the first show of the year. I mean, can we honestly sit here and be like, I'm ready for a new beginning. Get that in. Like, we got crickets in here. Where's the crickets, Jack? Wrong button. Wrong button, Jack.
That's more like the sound we need is the little doo 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 because that's what we're at.
That's where we're at in the timeline here, yes, for sure. Is. We're in the Twilight Zone. But well, I mean,
it's so's here. Joe.
Yeah. Who's Joe?
You know.
Oh, I thought you meant Brandon.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, that too.
That too, yeah.
Let's go.
Listen, we're going into 2022, and we're trimming the fat, so we're trimming down on some of the listening base as well. So.
Apparently, your standard, get the hell out.
Listen, here's the thing. I mean, like we live in a world where people don't want to, you know, hear other people's thoughts, and you can't take jokes. Well, you can't be around here.
Yeah, we're just living in a world. Just have fun. Enjoy the new year.
Sorry,
enjoy,
Nancy.
Enjoy the new year while we have any time to enjoy it. Because honestly, who knows what's going to happen?
Yep. Right. It's a day by day thing. Yeah, it literally is a day by day thing.
Tomorrow ain't looking good.
No, it ain't. So, you know, screw it all. But. All that being said, welcome to Hammer Lane Legends.
Yeah, if you have a crazy wild experience you want to share with us from on the show from the road, go ahead and shoot us an email. Our email address is hllpodcast@protonmail.com. That's hllpodcast@protonmail.com. I figure, you know, we're 15 minutes into this.
We are, so
we gave
you might want to finish everybody.
If any,
yeah, well, we might want to get it done.
If anybody can suffer through that first 15 minutes, they deserve to get the email so they can at least email us and say, hey, that was awful.
That's,
you know,
right.
But don't really do that because I don't want to hear your opinion on that kind of stuff. So go ahead and shoot us an email. Go to the website, hammerlanelegends.com. Hit the contact section. You can reach us that way as well. Speaking of emails, we are a little short on the inbox with people's crazy experiences from the road. So please go ahead and shoot us an email. Help us get 2022 off to
a good
start. Get those emails coming in, drivers out there. If you're a driver out there and you don't want to be on the show, start sharing the show more. Give it to other drivers and stuff. I mean, Shipper's doing his job here.
He is doing his job. Yeah. I mean, great job.
He's pulling the weight for everybody listening right now.
Yes, he is.
Shipper alone has gotten the entire Pitt, Ohio company listening to
it's about single hand.
No, got to give some credit to Nancy. He's done his job too.
Who's that?
Brian.
Bowers.
Oh, shit. Oh, Bowers. I didn't know. I didn't say it. If you listen, we might need to host a pay per view down here. Okay, Brian versus Brian, Bowers versus Shipper.
No, you can have it.
You know. Oh man.
But no, it's true. We do need the emails. We need people to contact people. If you know somebody who drives, talk to them.
Yeah.
If you are a driver, contact us. We need to get emails in here. We need to talk to people on the phone. We need to, you know, get some interviews going. That's what keeps the show going. That's what keeps it alive. And that's what keeps it coming out week after week.
Absolutely. So also, friends, check out preparewithhll.com. If you haven't noticed by the tone of my voice, I don't have much hope for the future. And that's why I remain prepared. And I always make sure I have emergency food in the house, but also survival gear. You can get all that right there at preparewithhll.com. So go ahead and check that out. And last but not least, buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane. That's a way you keep this guy here driving all night long with buckets.
Caffeinate me.
Buckets of coffee. Amen, in the passenger seat. He quite literally straps his coffee into the passenger seat with the seatbelt. Make sure it's nice and safe.
And uses a nice big straw.
Yep. He tucks it in there and stuff. They're actually considering in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is a state of great ideas. And one of their great ideas was
no follow through. Just great ideas.
That's your opinion.
When the pandemic hit and everything, they got rid of the people working the tolls so that there's no money exchange and you just got to drive through. So they chopped down on their workforce, but then they also raised the prices of tolls, even though they're saving money with the people who are not working anymore. So the state of great ideas is now thinking about putting up fueling stations just for Brian Merkel and his caffeine, where he can just kind of pull over to the side of the highway, make a pit stop. It's like a pit crew. It's just like, move. And they just douse him with caffeine. They just shower him with it. They fill up his
barrel.
He's got that 50-gallon barrel in the passenger seat. They fill that up. And so within about 5 seconds, and he just keeps moving. It's amazing. And they're actually even talking about doing a drive-up service where he doesn't even have to stop. They could just do it right through the window.
There you go.
On
the move.
Yeah. I mean, until that takes effect, though, he needs your coffee. So buy him a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane.
Is that real?
Boy, did that ever really go on long.
Is that real? Is that for real?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
They're planning on doing something like that?
Wow.
I got oceanfront property in East.
I know, right?
That's the kind of thing I could see it being done. Like, that's what I would see.
Genius ideas, that's what I'm saying.
We pay more now to travel on the freaking turnpike than we did before, and there's nobody working on it.
I know.
Nobody.
It's great.
For the past 10 years, the toll's gone up every year 6%.
Yes. It's gone up. And
every year it goes up 6%.
Yeah.
You know, every year it's 6% at least.
And there's less and less employees.
Well, right. Yeah.
It went up even more this past year because I pay more now traveling on the turnpike than I used to by a long shot.
Yeah.
And I don't ever see a person.
It's funny because
what the heck happened?
It's because they'll say, you know, we raised the prices like that because there's not as many people on the roads. And so we need to make sure we're making our money so we can keep those potholes right where they're at.
So we can make them bigger.
So they don't move.
We're working for you. We're working hard to make those potholes larger.
Some of those employees have traded in their vest and got the shiny neon green shirts with the pockets sewn upside down to hold the shovel. So they can finish out their term on the turnpike and get their 30 years.
There you go. Oh, that's it.
Unreal, that man. It. You know,
it's just sad.
Screw you, PA.
It's the truth. Truth hurts.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But yeah, friends, so check out that buymeacoffee.com/hammerlane, the prepare with HLL, and give us a phone call at 515-585-MERK, M-E-R-K, or 6375, and the email, of course, hllpodcast@protonmail.com. Shoot us those emails and get us going with your stories. We want to talk to you. That's what we're here for.
That's right.
So let's, before we get into the voicemail line, let's get back on this topic. Do you guys, I know the answer is no for Dad. Brian, are you the kind of guy that makes New Year's resolutions? Because I know Dad doesn't.
Nope.
If I wake up, it's a good year.
It's the resolution. Get up.
Don't make anything, you know. You just wish for, you know, health. Happiness.
I make my own destiny. Yeah, I don't need January 1st to roll around to
write it
do
on
that
a whiteboard.
Crap.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
No, I just.
Way you can erase it.
That's right. No, I never said that. No. That wasn't a plan.
I'm always kind of the person that, like, I don't make New Year's resolutions. I just do what I'm passionate about. And once I'm not passionate about it, I stop. So I'm like, you know, maybe it just so happens to turn out that on January 1st, I'm very passionate about losing weight. And then by the 5th, I'm done being passionate about it.
No. Weight's not so important.
Get the COVID. It's a great Jenny Craig weight loss.
It is a fantastic weight loss plan. I can tell you that.
That's
no smell, no taste, no problem.
Yep.
What do you guys think about the future of the industry over this next year? I mean, we saw what happened last year. We saw that, you know, the industry is dropping like flies with drivers. Do you think that's going to get any better over this next year?
Or no.
Do you think there's going to be any kind of changes negatively or positively?
Oh, they're going to let any monkey behind the wheel.
Oh, so it's going to be positive. Short-term gain, long-term losses.
Yes, look at the state of Pennsylvania. You get your license at 16, young, strapping, zit-faced kid.
Yeah.
And 18, you can drive an 80,000-pound truck down the road.
It's crazy.
In 8 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yes. It's crazy.
And it's so funny because, like, you can drive a car. You can serve in the military at 18, but you can't buy tobacco till you're 21.
Right.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
You can literally sign on a line and make the decision with your own brain to go and fight in a war and die.
Well, there won't
at
be
18
no
years old. Come on, no, man. No, I'm just saying traditionally though, but at 21, you're not smart. You're not smart enough and not mature enough to buy alcohol or tobacco
or cigarettes
till you're 21. Right. That's unbelievable.
You can literally buy anything at that point that's legal. You can buy a house, you can get a car. You can do anything that you would guns. I mean, like you can do all of that and enlist. And do whatever else you're going to do, but you can't. Now, I don't know. Where'd this tobacco thing come from?
I don't know.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. What, 5 years ago they changed that?
All because the people can't read the packs of cigarettes, you know, may cause health hazards.
No kidding. You know, seriously, I mean, like, this isn't like 1985 anymore. Like, no. I grew up in elementary school with, like, the program called DARE, and they're just like, you know, what does it stand for? Do you remember? Did you even have DARE?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, drug abuse,
something.
Well, so much for
that's
that.
It. That's how it goes.
Google it. Oh, DuckDuckGo it.
Look. Yeah, duck. There you go. Now you're getting it.
Brian and I grew up in an era where your mom and dad could send you at 5 years old to the store to buy them a cigarette.
Yeah.
Because I remember going to the store.
They gave me a six pack.
I remember
exactly.
I remember the Skyview restaurant. They used to have a cigarette dispenser machine.
Yep.
And it was great because it was in the lobby before you even got into the restaurant. So, like, us trailer trash kids could ride our bikes out there and go buy cigarettes.
And it didn't take dollar bills. You had to use coins.
Yeah, we didn't need to even talk to an adult about why we're buying cigarettes. Just go pop the money in and we're good.
No. I mean,
that's the honor system back then.
We are talking pre-$7 a pack for cigarettes. Yeah. I mean, it was 50 cents.
Wow.
50 cents.
That's unreal.
Yes.
You couldn't afford to quit.
Now Uncle Sam can't afford for you to quit.
Right.
That's why
they're changing the vaping laws and everything.
Exactly.
Because they need you back on the cigarettes because that's their moneymaker.
Yeah, you got that right.
They're like, whoa. Wait a second. Hold on a second. You're telling me vaping, they believe at least that it's healthier for them. They can read and they can see that there's less chemicals in it. We're not getting the kickbacks on it. It smells better, so the wives aren't bitching. And also, it tastes better. Boys, we need to freaking regulate
this. Yeah. That's Uncle Sam.
And who gave them that? The CDC. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we are.
There we go. Yeah. Wow. There we go.
When we just came full circle. Well, jeez. All that being said.
How's it going, Jack?
Fantastic.
What's your 2022 look like? You know, do you have any dreams or passions, desires?
Listening to us?
I don't plan on moving, so there's that.
Yet.
Yeah, I just moved, so.
I'm going to make sure that I can make sure that you, you're moving.
Don't worry, they'll import the bugs down there for you.
Yeah, I think there's probably more bugs there.
Yeah, anybody listening right now, if you have any bug-killing jobs that you think would be good for young Merc here and stuff to entice him to come to Tennessee with me, that'd be great.
It would be great.
We'll see.
We can make this a family affair.
Sure,
but he ever get you matched up with a girl yet?
No.
Tony. There's your.
I'm not even trying.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Tony.
Listen. There's not enough room for a woman in the relationship that me and Jack have. Okay, so.
Wow, now that just colored things really weird.
Listen, if I gotta contend with another person with Jack, I mean, he's gonna say no, I can't move because so and so said so. I'm like, well, who's she?
She's new to this relationship. Yeah. I've known you your whole life.
Like, Jack, can you come down and record? No, I'm with so and so, we're going to the movies. What? I'm exasperated, man.
We're going to a Chinese place.
So
gotta get my truck filled.
I guess essentially, in the long run, I guess I hope that Jack doesn't meet a girl and get married.
Wow, what a nice brother, huh?
Thanks,
don't find happiness, Jack.
Welcome to 2022, Jack. Yeah. I'm bearing all the truth here.
This is Jack's 2022.
Yeah, that band-aid and just got torn right off.
I wonder why I'm staying up in PA.
Because you did. No, I don't want to be mean. Listen.
Why stop now?
All right, fine. So, dude, you're doing a great job here in PA, finally, lady. Why don't we move you down to Tennessee? See if you have a better crack at the Tennesseans.
Yeah, well, Southern girls, you never know.
Oh, you know, they'll stay and they can cook you a hell of a good
meal. Yeah.
There's that.
You might need to cut your hair or something, I'm sure, but.
Nah.
Yeah, because they think you're just long hair friend of Jesus there.
There you go. In a chartreuse. in a chartreuse microbus.
Good, sir.
I don't know if anybody else is going to get that, but I know Shipper got it.
And probably like half our audience said it's over 50.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. I don't even know what chartreuse is. So.
I don't know. I just zoned out like 5 minutes ago. So.
Exactly.
What he what?
Oh, Duck Duck Go Convoy.
Convoy. The song Convoy.
Okay. All right.
You are the long-haired hippie, Jesus freaks, in a, oh, okay. in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. C.W. McCall.
Yes. I knew somebody would get it. I mean, we can't play the song well, because we'll get banged for that, so
yeah.
We can actually talk the song.
Oh, man, so many jokes. I'm just going to...
I know. I just heard it as it came out of my mouth. So, all of that being said, Jack, let's get to the voicemail line. Let's do one.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, Tony, this is Nathan from up in Kelowna, BC, Canada. Don't got a story for you today. Just want to say listen to both your shows every day. Keep up the good work and look forward to more episodes. Thanks, guys. Keep them coming.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
That is awesome. We got somebody up in Canada.
Yeah,
listening.
That's cool. That's cool.
That is very cool. Thank you so
the
much.
The Great White North.
It yeah. is, yes.
Here's a question.
How's it going, eh?
Hey, a question for the audience, and maybe especially if you guys don't know this, which you probably don't. Maybe you do, though, actually. Who was the first Canadian we had on the show for Hammerlane Legends?
Jack.
Can you give me the episode? Can you give me the episode?
Okay, no.
Anybody? Crickets?
There you go. I was going to say, Jack,
not
you got
it's not the cricket,
Jack. You got to read the sign. Like, the kid, like, I give him the buttons. I give him the buttons. Jack, listen, for the audience.
All it is just to exasperate him. That's all that's about. I'm going to hit all the wrong buttons.
I want crickets.
That reaction.
We want crickets. We want crickets.
You're reading the damn show.
The show. We want crickets.
I want crickets, Jack. Give me the crickets now. I got to hear the crickets. All right. You know what? Sam. I'm never
there
giving
you, go. You had it.
I'm never giving you the buttons again. You're done.
You're done.
You're done.
Piss me off.
I'm not crying about it.
No, it's not Sam.
No,
it's not Sam. You don't.
If I could turn this phone on,
was
I could tell you.
Was it the first one?
Yeah, it was.
The very first episode.
Plane crash over Ambassador?
Nope.
No, the guy that jumped off a bridge.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Central Freight
Bridge. I recorded that like a year before we started the show.
Yep.
And because I had this idea for what we're doing. And he was in Canada. And even his story involves him coming from Canada into the States. And
yep, so,
you're right.
There you go. Little trivia.
Little trivia. Okay. Job, what do you win, Jack? What do we have for prizes?
You know what the unfortunate thing here is?
You get to listen to the rest of the show.
The unfortunate thing here is, Jack, if you can refresh that page, maybe. The next voicemail, it's not letting us hit play on it. And it's a longer one. They had a story.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
they had a point,
and people have said in the past there's something wrong in your voicemail line. Maybe there is, but you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm not going to change anything because there's nothing I can do to change it. It's not my voicemail line. I pay them to have access to it. So email callinstudio.com if you want to complain about it. Maybe they'll fix it for you. I don't know.
Or
just send us an email and come on the show.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. That's the best option right there.
It is the best option.
Good idea. Next up.
I thought of it.
G'day, fellas. This is Robbie from Australia. I've got a story here that's a bit of a cross mix between the confessionals and the Hammerlane. So I was heading from Mackay, which is in North Queensland between Townsville and Brisbane, a long way away from Sydney and Melbourne, as you would have heard, was where the COVID's going on in Australia. Heading southbound, heading towards Mackay to Brisbane. And I was probably about, maybe 50 k's out of Serena, which is just out of Mackay. And I was watching this star float across the sky. And...
Oh, man.
What? What?
Speaking of...
Apparently
something wrong with the voicemail line.
Wait. I think he called in.
He called back.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Let's bring him back on. And Jack, yeah, just keep an eye. If you see the short voicemails and that's a double number, it means it dropped off and they called back.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's something wrong with the voicemail line. But Jack, hit me with the next one.
Sorry, mate. line must have cut out there. I don't know. I didn't even done 15 minutes. Probably done about 10 seconds. Anyway, I was watching the star float across the sky from what it would have been my east to south. East to north, east to west, sorry. About a few drinks tonight. Anyway, watching it float across the sky, and it got to about dead center between east and west. And she just went berserk. It went up and down, left and right, like a star pattern a couple of times, ran around. Oh, what the fuck's going here? Next minute, out of nowhere, this green beam from literally eye level, like ground level, went straight up in, say, like a cylinder form, probably about, if you could point your head up to where the sun would be, probably about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and then the whole sky went green. And I went, what the fuck is going on? So I bent swearing. And then all of a sudden, the green went zoom back into a cylinder and went shoom, straight back to the ground. And I went, holy shit. And it all happened in about 15 seconds. And I drove past to where I thought that had happened. Not even a sight to be seen, mate. It would have been shit. 10 minutes later, I drove past it. We didn't know what was going on, where it was happening. It was just literally a beam straight in the sky. And it was green as your grass can be after the rain. It was that green. I've seen a fair few other stories, more trucker stories about people cutting you off and people are, yeah, it's funny other things around here, about Australia, you know, like, what's the other one there? I drive trucks for a living, obviously. I drive a truck and dog, so I don't know if you know that over in the USA. It's a 19-meter truck. I got a, it's just a truck itself with a tipper on the back with a dog, with a four-axle dog. And we cart ballast, dirt, you know, hot mix, whatever you name it, we cart it. And I've had people, you know, take you on a four laner and come around you because they've had the shits. And then they pull about 5 cars in front of you and boom, hit a kangaroo. A bit of a karma there. That wasn't the funny one. I have a good laugh that day. Poor bastard. Oh, I feel for him, but fucking serves him right. We want to overtake everyone, you know. I don't mind if he doesn't get on there, mate. I'm just letting you guys know what's going on over here. Just give us a shout out. Just so you heard it. What else is there I've seen over here, honestly? Shit. Like Tony says, truckers have got truck stories to tell, but you can't think of it at the time. It's just in your life, it's a daily thing. You don't even think of everybody else thinking, but you do. I've had cars coming head on in front of me. Oops, sorry. Cars coming head on and a truck behind them and a truck in front of me, and they just zoom in between you. And like a lot of them run this way where I car, it's one lane. It's not two lanes, it's one lane. And shit, like for us to get from one place to another, like for me to go to Mackay to Murrumbah, it's 230 k's. It's about 2.5 hour travel, you know, just to get from one lane, maybe 3, depending on oversizes and shit. But just giving you an idea, an aspect of what's going on in other places of the country and truckers over here. We got a lot of different truckers. You guys over there, you know, you got your Peterbilt over here, whereas we got a lot of Kenworths and Western Stars. And I honestly got a shitload of stories to tell you, but I've been listening to you say from the start, and I sit there going, wow. And my stories compare nothing to the files that you got on the show, but just wow, the absolute fuck out of you. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'll keep listening, and I'll give you the bell now. I finally figured out how to fucking ring the States and ring this bloody voicemail number. It's taken me about 5 weeks to realise how to ring out of Australia to ring this voice number. But yeah, anyway, thanks, guys. Eric.
All right. Well, I will tell you, it is a pain in the butt trying to call overseas.
Oh, I bet.
And it's expensive too. So I'm sorry in advance for your phone bill, because he just spent enough time on the phone that he probably is going to see about at least $10 and more.
Right. Well, he can forward that bill to, what's the address here?
Wow.
But, you know, he mentioned something. He said something in there, you know, in that, you know, he knows truck drivers have stories. You just can't remember them off the top of your head when you're in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's the point. That's the point of the show. That's why we want to have you come on the show.
Yeah.
So you contact the show. We'll schedule you for an appointment, and we'll just sit down and we'll talk. And that's when the things start happening. That's when you start to get the conversation flowing, because it piques your brain.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you start remembering, oh, you know, I remember when this happened. I remember when that happened. And that's how it works. So give us a call and come on the line.
If you're in Australia, we would probably need to really focus in on when we do that interview.
Yeah, of course. We'll make it work.
If you're okay waking up about 4 o'clock in the morning, not
we'll make it work on our.
Because I'm not going to be inconvenienced myself.
Oh, we'll make it work on our.
No, princess.
I've done interviews where with people in Australia where like I've gotten up at like 8-9 o'clock in the morning to do the interview because of the time difference. It all depends on if they want to do it their morning or their night, but it like doing it their daytime is pretty much out of the question for everybody.
No, it'd be cool. And it's cool. I mean, it's like all of a sudden it's turned into an international show tonight. We got a Canadian guy. We got an Australian guy. Who's next? Who knows? Maybe we'll go to China. Who knows?
China. Give me some Wuhan.
All right, Merkel crew. It's your boy, Mikey. And it's in his truck. I'm currently in Jacksonville, Florida. Boy, I'll be on the back, the back, the back. Terrible run with a flatbed. Three tarpers, big loads, tall, and I'm running a step deck. Now, I don't know if anyone's listening that does know any of that. Well, you don't want to know about that, but listen, you want to know about this. I'll tell you a little story. So I was in Baltimore 4 nights ago, and I was wrapping up a big long day, pulled into this grotty truck stop. I won't name the company. Let's just say they got red, white, and blue colors. And a big, two big initials. But anyway, grotty place. Grotty, grotty, grotty. Had a long day. Pulled in, very tired, parked up. Tight parking as well. And, excuse me, sorry. I've just been walking down my bok choy and my healthy eating here on the truck with my Instapot. That's a whole nother thing. We'll talk about that on the podcast. I'm sure you guys will announce that at some point. Because we know it's coming up at... Coming up in the new year, or certainly before New Year. So, yeah, I parked in my spot, chilling out, basically getting ready for bed. And I thought, right, I've got to pull those curtains. And I was slacking a bit. Let's just say I was in my tighty whities. Anyway, I went to go close my curtains. And somehow I managed to, I got a Peterbilt. I think the model's 579. I don't really care about stuff like that, but I think it's 579. It's a newer Peterbilt. But I got these, you get them in Kenworth as well. You get these kind of pool curtains. They're a little bit not that great. They can kind of come off the rollers pretty easily. Somehow I managed to pull my curtains and kind of fumble around and managed to slip, pull my curtains down. I'm in my tighty whities, and somehow I managed to rip the air horn. And just as I did this, so I'm there, lights blaring. Right, it just cut me off, so I don't know what the deal was there. So I pulled the air horn, and then there's this truck driver next to me, and his truck sitting there, probably doing his paperwork. It was about 7 o'clock or something. And he turns around and just sees me in my full glory and my tighty whitey standing there, pretty much naked except for the tighty whitey. Pulled the air horn. He's just staring at me. I'm staring at him. Then I wave at him like to say sorry, and then he just thinks I'm waving at him. He's just looking at me like I'm a total freak. Now maybe that story doesn't come across very good. Maybe I didn't tell it that good, but it was a pretty big visual. You could have played the Larry David music at the end of it. But there you go. Anyway, little quick story. Got a couple of habits, but gonna get cut off. So toot toot, I'm out, Mike.
All right, man. All right. Thanks for calling in, Mikey Mike. We had a great time talking to him.
We did.
By the time this airs, people have heard that episode. I don't think that we did talk to him about the Instacart, did we?
About what?
He mentioned about
Instapot.
Oh, I thought he said Instacart. No, I thought he was using. No, okay.
Yeah, he did talk about some of his food that he was making on.
Yeah, because I thought he said Instacart, which is like an app that you can use for grocery shopping where they bring the groceries to you. I thought maybe he was using that to bring his groceries to his truck kind of thing.
Oh, no, he said Instapot.
Because like I thought he was taking a tip from old, you know, Tony Merkel here with the DoorDash.
Although I can imagine what it was like when you're standing there in your tidy whiteies and your horn goes off and you got the guy sitting next to the TA and you're like, whoa.
I just picture Mike just like, because he said he waved, he's like, does he wave his fingers when he wave, you know, like, hi.
Who knows?
It all depends on how you wave, Mike, as to how it was perceived. Like, you know, like if you did the horn thing, you're just like, hey, how you doing? Or is it like, hello? You know? So, too bad this isn't on video.
Yeah, little finger wave.
Yes. Little finger flutter.
Yeah. But no, it's always great to hear from Mike.
Yeah, toot toot, man. Toot toot. Love that guy.
Next.
Yo, Tony Grinder here from Ben. Hey, just want to give a quick shout out to all the past, present, and future veterans of this great country of ours. Happy Veterans Day from a fellow veteran. Thank you for your service. You guys have a great day. Riverside down, Amberley, see ya.
Pit boys. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Gary. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, I love it. I freaking love it. I know we got Jake coming in from the Norristown Terminal in January. And I think we have somebody else coming in from the Norristown Terminal, don't we?
I think we do. I left my phone upstairs.
Yeah, I forget.
So
but
I can't look.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more. Yeah, listen, if you're from Pitt, Ohio, like just come
just
on the stinking show.
Like, on.
I mean, like seriously, I mean, you can come right into the studio and stuff. We're good with that. So
most definitely.
One guy down Cherry Hill was telling me there's a guy that works there. He retired, went part time, and this guy hauled everything, rockets, you name it. He hauled it. And still on the fence about coming on the show, and Bill that's down there, he kicked in on your coffee thing, whatever
cool.
It is, and you know, he said about his dad, and I just told Dan, I says, tell them to just to get on the show,
yeah.
just call. I mean, you know, you'll feel. You think what you got's 15 minutes. It's an hour.
Oh,
yeah, 10 minutes easy.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, especially I think his name's Charlie. You know, he worked for JVAG. He hauled rockets for NASA. I mean,
wow,
this guy did everything.
Kind of want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
Definitely want to talk to that guy.
Yeah, well, shout out to them. Hopefully, Dan can get a hold and reach out and make it work.
Yeah, hopefully I haven't said anything yet that turns you off. It is what it is.
If Tony says anything that turns you off, he didn't mean it.
No, if I say something that turns you off. No, I did mean it, but if I say something that turns you off, then you weren't hanging around truckers very long. So
if you're a trucker, you'd be okay with no matter what.
That's really cool. And actually, now that I looked at my schedule here, I know who the next guy is. It's Jake, and then it's Ryan, who was fired from Pitt. So
that's all right.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He was the line haul driver, young guy. Yeah. Next voicemail line, I guess.
Hey, I want to tell you this thing that happened to me. I live out in North Carolina and live near a military base. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I'm a smoker. So I walk out onto my back deck and it's not dark, but the sun is setting. And I always look around, look up at the sky all the time. But I'm standing there. I look up in the sky and I see this V formation. It looks like a flock of geese or something coming. I'm like, oh, it's a flock of geese going to fly over. And as it started getting closer, I was watching it. And I realized it wasn't geese. It was something in a V formation, like a flock of geese. But whatever it was invisible, cloaked or whatever. And the only reason I seen it, what I was seeing was the vapor, like whipping off the front of the wings or whatever it was. And it freaked me out so bad. I was fouled up for a week because everything, I don't know what it was, but It was huge, and it was in the shape of a V. And the only reason I saw it was the environment was just right to where it was vapor. Like, you know, when a jet rips through the air real fast, you'll see that vapor flipping off the edge of the wings and all. But this thing wasn't moving that fast. I mean, it was getting on by, but I don't know. It was very weird, but I don't know what it was. Either government's got some stuff that we don't know about, or I don't know. It was weird, but it was completely invisible. I thought it was a flock of geese. So I've been looking every time I go out to smoke. I'm like, man, I can see one of them things again, but probably won't. But anyhow, thanks.
Well, I can guarantee you this. The government does have stuff that we don't know. Yeah. That's one thing I can guarantee for sure.
He said that almost like he's like, I don't know. Maybe they have something we don't know about. Like, right. Of course, bro. They have lots.
Where are the government?
I only know from experience for my son. Geese don't leave a vapor trail. I don't know what you were smoking. Just saying.
No, they don't. Yeah, so, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it was an interesting story. You know, it's just somebody saw something and, you know, kind of just talking about it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hey, I'm just listening to your podcast right now. You guys were talking to Randy about, he was talking about Boston Mills, Old Town. Yeah, that place is pretty weird. Yeah, a few stories about it. But, yeah, I don't play this or anything, but I just figured I'd let you know. I sent you an email too, all your professionals. So, all right. Bye.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is you kind of verifying Randy's story about Helltown?
Yeah, he's not the only one either.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. There's other people that have been saying things about Helltown. Apparently, I've been emailed about Helltown before and like years ago that because I did a search for my email inbox,
mm-hmm.
and then like my videographer that I took that comes with me on our trips, right. and stuff, he mentioned about Helltown and wanting to check it out, and he didn't know that Randy was talking about it on our show. And so it looks like Randy, I know you're listening right now, it looks like I'm going to Helltown against your
better judgment.
Against my better judgment, I guess, but
Randy's,
yeah, against his wishes, his warnings, I'll be hitting Helltown up at some point. So. Yeah,
against advice,
yeah,
that's all right.
You know,
we'll get you insured.
Randy just had just
go there insurance. Yeah.
That's right.
Randy had just met me, and it was like, you know, he thought he was doing good by warning me against something, but what he was actually doing is saying, you want a lollipop?
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
Like, I'm like, yes, I do. Just come on, hop in the van, kid, okay? You know, that's exactly what he did to me. Yes. So if I die, Randy, it's your fault, yeah. Really. So
saying something like that is like, you know, a red cape in front of a bull with Tony. You know, it's like,
right.
It's going to happen.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's like, here's the gas can. Pour it on the fire. Yeah.
Let me get the match.
Yeah. And we'll do it with hammocks, right, Jack?
No.
God,
we'll do it with the truck.
Nah, we gotta do it with the hammocks, bro.
All I'm saying is I want a cut of that beneficiary money when you guys don't return.
Hey, you know, you're there.
It's usually 30 days before a policy is active.
That's all right. Here's, I don't mind. We'll get it going now, and that way in 30 days when they decide to go, we're good.
Yeah. Here's the beneficiary for you. So if me and Jack go, all you got to do is learn how to produce audio, and you can have both shows to yourself. And
oh,
audio.
Look at that. I can do that. You know me with my phone there on my technical savvy.
Oh, yeah, we're doomed. Yeah. Show's over.
So in other words, I guess what I'm hearing is you're not going to take the shows. You're just going to sell the equipment.
We are putting this
parts
in,
it out.
You know what we're going to do? We're just syndicating it. That's it then. We're just, it's all in syndication now. No new shows. We're just playing them. Yeah. We're rerunning it.
It's like Seinfeld, but a little different.
That's right.
Oh, boy. All right.
Is there any more there, Jackson, to go through?
I just listened to your time slip off I-80 from the trucker that ran it across the 50s-style diner. And the comedian Jimmy Walker shared the same story. I can't say it was at the same place, but they were low on gas and had a little bit of money, and they were on the road doing comedy shows back in the late 60s. And they came across a diner in the middle of nowhere, pulled in there, went inside, had everything was the way this guy described, old fashioned, and they had burger and milkshakes and french fries, and the food was cheap, and they thought that they're going to remember this place because they can afford to eat there on a comedian budget. And they got in their car, left, and got to a gas station to fill up, and they commented how lucky this little town is to have a diner so cheap and such good food. And the guy says, what diner? And they told him down the road. It was at the night they named the diner. And the guy kind of chuckled and says, that thing hasn't been open since the early 50s or something to that effect. But basically, they turned, they got their gas, they drove back to location, and it was a dilapidated diner. Anyway, same thing. Wonderful show. I appreciate you guys with your Hammer Lanes and your confessionals and your your comedic relationship with Wes. And God bless you guys. Bye bye.
Well, that's interesting. I think that's interesting that he described basically the same thing. I wonder if there's a
in
lot
the late 60s.
Yeah, I wonder if there's a lot of drivers out there that have experienced weird things like that. You know,
right?
Because truckers out there, they're driving around, they're traveling the whole country and stuff. I imagine if this stuff is happening, it happened a lot to truckers, I'd imagine.
I would imagine so, yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy's a comedian.
Yeah, I'm just saying truckers would have a very good chance of doing this because they travel more than
they're on the road more. Yeah. It's like truck drivers see more accidents than normal people because we're on the road all the time.
Exactly.
And you guys are likely to see all the crap that, you know, flock of geese. You know?
That are leaving a vapor trail.
Yeah. Those are hyper geese.
Vapor geese.
Flying from my kid.
They are gassy.
Those are the government issued drones. It's the geese.
But no, that was a cool story. That was a really cool story.
Geese are government issued, huh?
Well, they're banned. They're tagged. You know, they do. My kid does shoot a couple and has to report them.
Oh, really?
They have radio trackers.
Wow. Why do they track geese?
The steeder migration patterns.
Probably something to do with Bigfoot.
Well, that probably. Yeah. If you can shoot one into his ear, you're good. But, you know, he shot, I think it was one from Canada. Actually, they tagged it in Canada.
Hey.
And shot it all the way in Jersey.
How about that?
So we're keeping it international right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. We get that international feel going. Yep.
And he shot one over in Jersey, and they had a radio tracker on the thing. And
wow.
Sent him a whole form of where this thing was before he downed it.
Get the heck out.
Wow.
Who'd have figured? It's geese. It's not like they're not going to make more.
Well, geese, Jersey, I guess he went for duck or some animal that flies. That's all I know.
It's all the same, dude.
But there's somebody there that the government's paying for to track these things, and you sure in the hell they're not, you know, flying the side of it with a drone.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. And they still poop on everybody.
Right.
Is that like a flock of seagulls?
Let me tell a story real quick about pooping geese.
Here we are. It turned about.
That's it.
It's a shitty job.
So, listen.
And there's the ostriches
on my screen here. And you probably remember this when I was a kid. We were feeding geese and stuff, me and Aunt Ellen and her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
And, I remember walking towards the geese and they were flying all around and stuff, and one just went right on my shoulder, and I had no idea.
It's good
stuff,
luck.
You know, just walking around with crap on my shoulder.
Good luck.
That was great.
Nice.
You know what I forgot though until just now is what? That we are supposed to do a Manscaped commercial.
We'll run one in the middle here. We can do it now. How many more?
Yeah, let's just do it. There's only one, but let's just do it now.
Let's do it now, yeah.
Okay. Nice, smooth transition.
There you go. We transition right into Manscaped.
Speaking of geese, let's talk about Manscaped, because they are a awesome sponsor of the show, and thanks to the listening audience, they have pulled through for us, and Manscaped came to us and said, we want to re-up with you for the next 3 months.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so
thank you very much out there, audience.
Yeah, shout out to the audience for checking out our links and everything, and we're going to give you the opportunity right now to check it out again, but before we do that, let's just talk about Manscaped. It's an awesome company for men to get grooming supplies.
All your grooming products.
Everything, friends. I mean, like, seriously, they just sent us the body wash and the shampoo and the lip balm.
Conditioner.
The conditioner.
I mean, if you need it, they've got it.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
And the I was really like, I wasn't sure. Like, I'm kind of picky with the body wash stuff.
Right.
And I tried the body wash the first day I got it and stuff, and I freaking love that stuff.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. It just has that perfect blend of like a smooth smell, but it's also very manly.
That's cool.
It's not, you're not going to be mistaken with the idea of like, oh,
it's true.
Yeah, like it could be my wife's, you know, like I, like you walk into the terminal at work one day and you smell up the whole joint. And they're like, "What are you using your wife's soap today, huh?"
Oh, nice.
You know? Like, it's not flowery or anything. It has a very smooth, manly smell, and I really liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And so they just from top down, they have literally top your head down to
all
your toes.
Down to your feet,
they got everything in between too.
Yep.
They got you covered at Manscaped. Go ahead and check them out at manscaped.com and use our promo code HammerLane to get 20% off your order. So go ahead and check it out, manscaped.com. Use the promo code HammerLane. Make sure you use that promo code because they will not know we sent you unless you use that promo code. So go ahead, manscaped.com, use the promo code HammerLane and get your stuff taken care of. And ladies, it's a great deal for you to go as well and take care of your men. Because you know how guys are. They're kind of sloppy sometimes.
Exactly.
You know, I get
sometimes you got to shave them down.
I mean,
just because you're a truck driver doesn't mean you have to smell like one.
Exactly. I mean, like, you don't got to just you crawl right out of the truck and you smell That's like right. diesel and stuff. But yeah, check it out. Manscaped.com. Use the promo code HammerLane. Crickets. Okay, so moving on. we got one more voicemail line, then we'll chop it up a little bit more. And then, you know, wind the bring the ship in for a docking, bring the plane in for a landing kind of thing. So, Jack, let's hear this this next one.
Hey, Tony and Brian, this is Mark. Wanted to do a quick follow-up on what I saw that crazy guy do that was wearing the Hammer Lane Legend shirt at a truck stop. It came to me when I was at the fuel island. He had a little package of potato wedges, and he dropped them, and he automatically put them back in the container and then popped one of them in his mouth, right there at the fuel island. And I was just like, wow, that ain't right. There's a no-second rule when it comes to dropping food at the fuel island. But at any rate, I bought you a t-shirt from you guys. That way I can wear it and people will also know not to approach me. At any rate, real quick, I want to show you what I was talking about, anger management in email. One of the other drivers had given me an air horn to blow in restaurant employees so they stay out of my way. But I use it for anger management instead of blowing my horn. Talk to you guys later. Y'all have a good one. Thank you.
So all I can say is that that's my kind of guy, because when you order a bag of chips and they drop like that, you gotta just eat it. It tastes they're too good, man.
You're at the fuel
Who
island
cares?
Of a truck stop.
Yeah, but where else are you gonna get that dip?
call it the fuel island special, you know?
Right. Oh, no one washes word. Up next.
That's
well, to each their own.
Yeah, I'm not one to you know, like I'm just gonna be honest. I picked up food off the nasty floor in the truck to eat it, because I'm like, that's my last M&M. I'm gonna eat it because I was really excited about that last one. Because you guys know how it is. Like, you open up a bag of chips, you open up a bag of candy, and you're driving, and it's like the entertainment of the afternoon, or for you guys tonight, you're driving down the road, and you're like, I got my M&Ms, and you're down a lot. You can feel it. You're feeling in the bag. You can feel it's the last one. And so you're chewing the second to last one. You're thinking, I got one more left. And then you wind up dropping it on the floor. You're like, I'm eating that sucker. I spent the last 2 minutes getting myself all amped up for that last M&M. Am I alone here? Am I alone here?
Yeah, you are.
Okay. I guess I am.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
So, but yeah.
Culinary standards, my friends. It's called culinary standards.
And I don't got it.
If it hits the floor, it's out the door. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is for me, man. It's okay to each their own.
He was talking about anger management and using the horn. That's something that I don't know. I never really would have thought about doing, but my anger management, especially my early days of driving, was punching the ceiling. I would get so angry that I would just like go hard on the ceiling to get it out of my system and stuff. I mean,
so you want to know the one time, so this was back when I had the Ford Ranger for work, And the one time I got so mad at this, I had a cassette player that was attached to my phone because I had that whole like wire system that you could plug your phone in, and it kept ejecting. And it was pissing me off so much that I took the tape out and I punched the center console and I broke the screen off, but then it didn't spit it back out.
It works, right?
So yeah. I couldn't see what was on the thing, but it worked. So,
hey, Brian, how's that thing working now since it's the same truck?
Oh, no, not that one. That was my work truck. This is his work truck.
You have to understand some Ford Rangers. It's like there are plenty in the Merkel family, okay?
They are a plethora. Oh,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
So the Merkel family brought back the Ford Ranger. Yes,
we did. Single-handedly, we have brought back the Ford Ranger.
Yeah, I've had four of them.
You literally called up Dearborn and said, look, the Merkels are running out.
We need more. Oh, we need more.
I freaking love Ford Rangers, man.
That's a trick.
Remember when I was a kid, the VHS crap machine and stuff, you would punch it.
Bang it.
It would work. Then. Yep. Or at least you'd hit it until it did something, I guess.
Well, that was fine tuning.
Yeah. Of course.
That was getting the track stabilized.
That's right. See, now if you do anything like that, it's just going to break on you immediately. Right. Like those you could at least hit and you knew that they would work.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, when you're broke and you know you can't afford to buy a new one, but the one you have is broken, might as well just beat it
it into submission.
Totally broke.
What else are you going to go with, you know?
That's it. You beat it into submission.
Either that or you're not going to have a VHS player, which you don't have one right now anyways. It's not working. So.
Well, let's be honest. If you're using VHS in 2021, you've got problems anyway.
you know what
I'm saying? Everybody gives me a hard time because I use CDs and DVDs yet.
You do?
Yes,
I do.
Oh, wow.
I got a whole stack of them at home.
Yeah, we paid money for that
and I paid money for the machine to put it in. As long as the machine's working,
you can put all of that online and stream it anytime you want.
Yeah,
but yeah,
it saves a lot of room.
Yeah, I mean that's a lot of work, though.
It is a lot of work.
I mean, I'd rather just buy it all again, just because.
Oh my gosh,
the work of uploading one CD at a time. That's a pain in the butt, man.
I'll do it.
A pain.
This is why he's the producer.
I also don't want to spend that much money.
For any of you old-time people that have an iPhone, send your phones to Jack, and he'll upload anything you need.
He will take care of you.
For a nominal fee.
May not be what you think you're going to get, but I'll put some sort of random app on there.
There you go.
Random app. Now, that would be a cool name just for an app. We'll just call it Random. Random app.
You don't know what you're getting.
You don't know
time,
what it is, but it's a surprise.
Every time you open up, it's
something
app.
Something different.
Different app.
That's right.
Something different. The App a Month Club.
That's actually cool. That would actually be a cool thing.
Wouldn't it?
That would be so much like
that's a lot of behind
engineering.
The scenes, yeah.
Holy crap. Like, all right, so maybe you can make an app where you call it Random, and when you open it up, there's just something new every time like that. Right.
Hey,
but
Brian,
it's not an actual different
this
app.
This is their Chick-fil-A.
I know, right? Hey. This is exactly right.
Hey, guys, let's not over-talk each other. I got the mic here. Just listen to me.
Okay? Not about you, Tony.
you make an app that actually mirrors images from other apps so that it's always a random thing, but you don't have to worry about generating a new app for every time somebody opens it. You see what I'm saying?
Copyright?
No. Yeah, that would definitely be some real problems with that.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
For sure.
But hey,
you mean like you just open it and it's Facebook and there's no problem.
We're not talking about legalities here. We're just talking about logistically, can it work?
We're just spitballing here, folks. I mean, it's
going to take a couple minutes to get to the patent office.
I'm pretty sure Apple will be the first one to complain if they find out their logo's on your app every five times somebody opens.
Oh, just have the apple with the bite out of the other side of the apple.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. and if it goes down to the mirror image.
Yeah. Facebook completely backwards.
Book face.
Wow.
Oh, man. That's
great.
Instead
of Meta, Tama.
You don't have to worry about anything.
Oh, my gosh. Freaking Meta, man. I tell you. Hey, so I was telling you this, Dad. I think I was telling you this. I don't think we were talking about this on the show, were we? About Amazon? I don't think we were talking about the Amazon logistics stuff that I was telling you about before.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Ringing a bell.
So I was listening to some YouTube videos a couple weeks ago, And I forget how I was actually doing a deep dive on the whole metaverse and the virtual reality stuff that Zucks was talking about. And I came across a video on YouTube talking about the Amazon and how Amazon has handled logistics through this whole COVID crap for 2 years. And they're talking about how they actually apparently the container ships that are like out in California, those containers are rented or leased. And so when they're empty, they have to go back to China empty to get refilled again. And so what Amazon did is they invested in buying their own containers. And so they have their own Amazon containers and they have ships dedicated just for Amazon so that when they offload here, they can load here and take it to somewhere else. And they just keep the ships moving and stuff like that. And they're also doing a lot of like cargo stuff with flights. But one thing that they were saying in this video that kind of caught my ear and I was just like, oh, that would irritate my dad, is and really any drivers, really, if you think about it. They said that they went into the environmental aspect of things, of like how we're saving the planet because Amazon's amazing and the whole brainwashing bull crap. And they were talking about how we have a problem with the trucking industry, though. And it always comes back to the trucking industry. And this is why when we talk about this stuff on the show, I'm very comfortable in my own opinion of saying whether we want it or not, they want us gone. They want the trucking industry.
Well, that's fine by me. Hey, so, we can end this tomorrow. Stop buying shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop ordering shit.
Exactly.
It's done.
Yep. So we'll pick it up yourself, lazy ass.
Tony,
drive to the docks.
Oh no,
freaking idiot.
Right. I rely on yourself. You take your butt to Amazon and pick up your own crap.
I rely on my 4 Amazon deliveries a day. Okay,
of course
guys.
You do. And DoorDash, and the Instacart. And
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Exaggeration.
But anyway, so they had, and like you say on the show, Dad, they there's always people throwing their opinions out about this stuff that never drove truck before. They don't know what they're doing with the industry. They're just thinkers, right?
And
exactly.
And
so this is a prime example of this because they have their agenda of, you know, let's save the planet. We don't like trucking. Let's start integrating new technologies to get rid of trucking, all this stuff, right? And then this is the first time I heard this and I was just like, oh crap, that's, you know, I can see them actually trying this and they are actually trying it. They said that so many times, which I don't think is true, by the way, but it was a selling point. They said so many times trucks are driving down the highway and they're only a quarter loaded.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having a quarter, you know, 5 trucks on the road that are quarter loaded, or let's just keep it simple, 4 trucks on the road that are quarter loaded, these companies need to start merging together and sharing freight so they only send 1 truck out that's fully loaded, ergo saving the world, saving the planet, all that stuff. And I'm just like, that has so many problems connected to it.
Logistically,
companies sharing freight, but I think Walmart is doing it with, oh crap, I forget what the other company is, but like they started doing it with some of these bigger companies, but like it, there's so many companies out there doing shipping. The Walmart's huge, right? Amazon's huge, but they're just a small fraction of what's out there shipping. Yeah. Like a big company like Pitt, Ohio, there's just no way I could see Pitt, Ohio, Ward, Dewey Pile, and give me another one, Yellow, coming together and saying, okay.
And combine their freight.
Yeah. Listen.
Because that means that doesn't just mean you're combining your freight. That means you're combining your revenue.
Yeah.
That's just not going to happen. That's competition. But that's the whole point of the competition.
It's a huge cutback on workforce, too.
Of course it is.
I mean, that's cutback on workforce.
That's huge.
That's 3/4 of the guys that
are
cut
off. That's the
point. And that's it.
And that's where I come from, my dystopian stuff. I think they want to cut back the workforce.
Do you know where I come at this whole thing from? Until these freaking mega brain guys can figure out how to beam crap around like they do in Star Trek, I really don't want to hear their stupid ideas because they're just stupid. That's just the point I come to. It's like you think you're going to do way. Everybody needs to get in their own car, literally, and drive to Amazon and pick up your freight. Everybody needs to get in their own car and drive to the restaurant and get their own freaking food. Everybody needs to get in their own freaking car and drive to Walmart and get their own dang groceries.
I'm not doing
that. That's the point I'm at. Because this is what you're saying, is that all of a sudden, the service industry of the driver, the person who's delivering your freight to your door, you don't want to have anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Screw you, Mark Zuckerberg. Screw you, Jeff Bezos.
And that's what they want.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. But and that's
because
and
it's stupid.
That's exactly what they want, though. We are moving more and more towards a society that relies on UBI, and they want you to be living in what, the metaverse. We were talking about that and stuff. If that's their goal, to have you in the metaverse because they profit from you being there all the time, that means you can't be working, you can't be going out doing things and stuff. So we need to start cutting back on these services. And if we can consolidate things like the trucking industry, that's just one benefit for them, is to cut down the whole workforce.
Well, then let them come up with some way of beaming this crap around. Then,
but that goes to the other voicemail said. He's like, I don't know if the government has that kind of technology. I wonder. Maybe they have some kind of technology where they can beam crap around, and that's the future of logistics.
It could be. Who knows?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, you know, who,
Brian,
really,
you're
who
sitting awfully quiet over there. Tell me something good.
So many directions.
Exactly.
They can't fucking get the post office right.
Amen, okay? Brother.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello. This is a government operation right here.
There. Okay. Yeah. Second of all, conglomerating these trucking companies. What's the union guys going to say against the non-union guys?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. Again, Buttigieg doesn't know his ass from a hole in the ground, okay?
And yeah, the other question,
you know,
I have...
When he went to say, they need to organize out in California. They are organized, the goddamn union that's fucking up the ports. That's why they go to...
Tell me how you feel, Brian.
I'm feeling good.
Let it all out.
Hey, you know, before you go into what you were going to say, okay. I think I might have said this on the show, but it's always good to remind people. I was told by a driver when I first started driving, first driving job, he would just let it all out like Brian just did. Just, you know, and I used to say to him, dude, why do you do that? I mean, like the smallest thing on the road, you just boom, explode. And then he's just like normal. He's like, F. So how was your day yesterday? You know, like just totally flip-flopping. And he told me that he had a therapist that told him that, you know, that's actually really healthy for him to do.
It's so, venting, yeah.
Like, tension just, breaker has just to be done.
Blow, there you go.
Like blow it off for 2 seconds and then he just moves on. And I was just like, oh, so I started doing that myself.
Because there's other shit that's going to happen 3 seconds down the road.
Right. Yeah. And if you're going to tell me that this global warming crap is real, then how comes all these rich freaking people are buying all these houses down along the shore where it's supposed to be flooded when all the ice caps melt?
What are we at?
I'm like so tired of hearing
10
people,
years now?
Exactly. I'm so sick and tired of hearing this crap when I hear people who have all kinds of money, who are the movers and the shakers in the world, own these oceanfront properties, and somehow this is what we're doing. We're, you know, they're flying around their private jets and telling a truck driver, you can't do your job because your truck, you know, spews out too much crap.
That's all right.
It's like, wait a second, you're flying your stinky skinny butt around in your freaking, you know, private jet to go to your freaking global warming meetings that 400 of you all get together, and you're all flying in your own freaking, when you could zoom this. Hello. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is where for the rest of the world, it's fake.
Yeah. What happened
to
your new normal?
Fake because of these freaking people, because this is what they do. They make it fake.
How you feeling, Dan?
COVID has made me just cranky. It really has. And it's just, you know, sometimes my head is just like swimming. So, and it's swimming.
Well, thank you for the comment there, cranky pants.
Thank you.
Hey, Jack,
that's what
Jack,
I'm here for.
Mute his mic, give him a breather.
Look, a picture of I-80 10 years from now.
Oh, man. If anybody listening has heard Brian reference pictures a couple times on the show, we have a TV in here that rotates pictures on the screen. So that's what he's referencing. Yeah. They're like, what is he talking about? Like, is Tony holding flashcards up?
Yeah.
<You know? laughs> we're practicing for the physical.
Just memorize it.
Hey, don't give out secrets. No divulging nothing.
Just stop.
Read the smallest line you can read. Made in China.
You are correct. And we're actually going to bump you from the yearly to the 2-year.
Yeah, no.
You win. Made in China. That was the best physical result we've seen in years.
That's hilarious. Freaking hilarious. Sorry for my rant about the
Who cares?
I'm just tired of it.
No.
And I'm tired of hearing rich people tell me what to do, like Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, here's the thing with Jeff that. Here's
all, he's all our bitching about global really warming. Am. I really don't see Colorado bitching about it.
I know.
100 inches of snow on the pass.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, to be honest with you, if it lowers my heating bills, I'm happy with global warming.
Yeah, because
you know what I'm saying? What the
heck? PP&L upped their rate this December 1st.
I know they did. Ridiculous.
Dad just said something that people are going to be like, oh, we got ourselves a toothless caveman here.
That's all right. I don't care. I am.
Look, he ain't from Kentucky.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
I got three teeth. Like,
they say these things and stuff, and the thing is, they say that, well, we need to do the jets and stuff to travel around to organize all this so we can, for the betterment of the future of humanity. And it's just like, I'm not buying it.
No,
I'm not buying it.
All that's going to do is create more time. Your overnight is 3 days now.
Go ahead and look at like some of the guys who are saying this, like Gore and stuff, specifically.
Gore, he can't spell potato.
Like
that was Dan Quayle.
Same thing. Useless vice president. We got one there now,
brother.
Like, seriously, you can look back at the history and the logs of these flights and everything. I bet if you go back to the early 90s, mid 90s when Gore's vice president, and you look at their travel and stuff through with planes and stuff compared to now, I bet you it's the same. I think it's a mirror image. They didn't back off one bit. And if they cared,
it's more now, probably.
I'm sure. Yeah. And if they actually cared,
that's the point.
And they still feel like they need to use this technology of planes and stuff to for the future, ultimate future, they would at least adjust things so that they're carpooling and all that stuff, just like they're telling truckers to do with the freight.
Right.
You know, you want to tell us to put, you know, three or four different companies on one trailer to consolidate your rear ends on one plane then, you know, but they all want to take their private plane, show up an hour in between and stuff. Mm-hmm. So they do it in style. Bull crap, man.
That's it.
And that's the kind of stuff that's just like,
that's what makes it
hypocritical.
It makes it not real.
I can sit here and talk to you and say, you can tell me like things like there, you know, we're doing things that probably aren't the best for the environment. Obviously,
I agree with that.
The littering in the ocean isn't good for the ocean and the fish in the ocean. That's an obvious thing, right? So as obvious that is, there's other things that I'm sure we're doing that we're releasing into the air that just probably isn't the best, right?
Sure.
But when it's coming out of the mouths of people who are coming across so hypocritical with how they live their own lives, it just makes it all go out the window. It makes people like us revolt and buck the system because we don't want to hear it coming from you. Yep. Just like with the things going on now and stuff. You say one thing, you tell us we need to live our lives. We can't see people on holidays. We can't do New Year's Eve, all that stuff. And then you turn around and do the exact opposite.
And you go to a restaurant with your whole family, not masked.
For your own life, you do the exact opposite and stuff. And that's when we sit back and we're like, you know, if you're saying one thing and you're acting another way, we're just going to do what you do because that's what you want, right? Well, you want us to do what you do, so we're just going to do what you do.
If you're saying one thing and doing something else, which is what is the reality then? Is it just your verbal crap? Is that the reality? Is that the verbal diary you got coming out of your mouth, talking and telling everybody else how they should live? Or is it really, are you going to practice what you preach? Because when you practice what you preach, that shows me you're really into this and it really means something to you. And you're going to stop doing some of the stupid crap you're doing. Period. End of story. You want me to, when you want to change your kid, when you want to change the things that they're doing, you affect what they're doing by doing what you do. You change the things you do to help your kid. And if it's the same type of thing. If you think somehow you doing whatever you continuing going down the road you're going down is going to make me think that somehow all this global warming crap and everything else is real, and you're continuing to do what you're doing, and you're buying oceanfront property when you keep telling me the oceans are going to rise. Sorry, I'm not buying it anymore.
Where's the Hamptons at? Is that
New York?
Is that like kind of like a
beach upstate?
All the way on the island.
Yeah.
So, but it's like water property, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought. And that's where they're all buying the property and stuff.
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the point.
It's just things like that. It's just like, shut up. You know, like they basically what you're telling me by me, what hearing what you're saying and then viewing what you're doing, you're telling me, you just want me to live my life with less so you could have more.
That's right.
That's what it just seems like to me. So it's just like, piss off, you know? Yeah. I just like, and that's, I'm very, you know,
people, I was all
I'm
set
sure
for,
people know how
I was all set for oceanfront property in Nevada until these Californians start moving over.
Right.
You know, now what's really the difference? Now, once it breaks off with the San Andreas Fault, we're still screwed.
Yeah. Now you're going to screw
up
Nevada.
We got these idiots still there in Nevada.
And Texas.
We're back to 49.
Who else can we buy?
Or invade like Hawaii.
Or invade, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. That's beautiful.
We can't buy nobody.
People don't even China. Know. Like,
well, you know, we can always make Puerto Rico an official state.
There you go.
Territory. We can make Guam an official state instead of just a territory. We got all kinds of things we can do.
If they would have made Puerto Rico an official state, 25.
How many flags they have to change? 30,
I know.
If
right?
they would have changed it 30 years ago, I wouldn't have got picked on so much. You know, I'm like, I'm American.
Oh, here we go. It's all about Tony.
So yeah.
This was a fun rant. I had a good time, man. I tell you what, it helped me blow off some of this COVID steam that I've got.
Yes,
it's good. Just a loopy headed.
Meanwhile, the show will be canceled for the next 3 weeks due to COVID.
At least I got my antibodies going.
Yeah. And you know, you might have some Transformer stuff going on.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know. You know,
nanobots. I don't
know. Anything going on. Who knows?
Yeah, don't worry about that third eye out the back of your head.
It's when I got to buy a new shirt because I need an extra sleeve.
It just starts coming out of your chest.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, the alien.
That's the whole of French fries.
Oh, man.
Yes, Tony.
Tony just looks at us like a guy's freaking retard.
No, I'm just thinking about the audio right now.
I know.
What?
I'm just thinking we spent an hour and a half talking over each other. I'm thinking, I hope people don't mind it.
That's the fun of doing a break room show type of thing here, man. Okay. That's what's fun about it. Yeah. It was a blast. It was a blast having Mr. Shipper in with us. It's always good to have him down. It was great to have Jackson in the room with us. You know, it was fun. You know, producer Jack is here, and I just had a great time.
Produce that, clean it all up like it's
like nothing. Yeah. Yes, because he's a professional.
Right.
And
he slept at a Holiday Inn last night.
He may not be. He may have a doctorate in this, but he stayed at a Holiday Inn Express. But no, I do apologize if my voice sounded cranky and my head sounded cranky because I was just cranky tonight. But, you know, COVID does that to you.
It's all right, though. Really.
It happens.
Nothing in 22.
No. Amen, brother. Let's get through 22. Let's get into it and let's get through it. And let's hope things for everybody get better. I really do.
It won't.
I know it won't, but, you know, don't black pill me yet.
Yeah. There's a chance. There's a chance.
In hell.
Yeah.
Still a chance.
Welcome to 2022, everybody. This is Hammer Lane Legends. We are trying to black pill the audience, starting off the year right.
We do hope you all had a good and safe holiday season. We really do. And God bless everyone. Keep your chin up. It's going to get better, hopefully, at some point. If it doesn't,
24.
Yep. There's always 23.
I was saying we're skipping 23.
Yeah, he's just gonna. You know, we're just gonna go 24.
We're gonna freeze you for a year.
But no, I do hope the best for everybody in the new year. I really do.
What I would say is, I hope the best for you, and I hope you become more flexible in adjusting and navigating these new waters ahead of us.
And that is the trucking industry. You got to be flexible in the trucking industry. Am I not right? Health and wellness.
They made a T-shirt about that.
Yes, they did.
Be flexible.
Yes, you have to be flexible in truck driving.
I just think that those who are going to be left behind are the ones who refuse to read the room the way it is and act accordingly. Anybody that's I'm 36. Anybody my age or older. The world we live in 2022 is not what we grew up in. It's not the world of before 9/11, certainly before 2020. And so, read the room properly, adjust accordingly, make the right decisions for you and your family, be flexible, but also be stern and firm in certain things and what you believe in.
And be prepared.
You're going to be challenged moving forward. With it, not just the way the world's running and stuff, but also just your own personal life, your careers, jobs. We talk about trucking on the show and stuff. There's a lot of drivers that are going to be challenged with what they're going to be doing, all that stuff. There's no before the time comes what you believe, what you think, and how you're going to act. So you're not making a spontaneous decision. Mm-hmm. You're making an educated decision so that when something happens, you're not just reacting, but you've planned for that moment.
That's right. That's so, good. That's good.
2020, coming from the black pill guy. That's the best, most positive thing I can possibly say and muster out. Huh?
2022.
What did I say?
2020.
I'm still.
Let's not go back.
Hey, listen, I was going to raise
let's not go back.
Well, no, here's the thing. Here's the thing for me. It's like, it's all the same. I mean, we're still in 2020. Then, it's like, it's just been a blur of the same for 2 years.
It has been.
He's sucks. Only been in one. Sleepy Joe has only been in for one.
I know.
That's
okay?
it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
And all of a sudden, it's like the depression just hit the room.
Yes.
Well, it's like COVID started everything, and then we ended up with just another year here.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
The Democrats lied. They were going to kick COVID's ass. How'd they do, boys?
Well, it's a states project now.
Yeah, yes, I understand.
Right. It's up to the states.
It's a state. So the states, Texas, states, if you're listening,
the states will fix
cut
it.
Cut the lock off the gate that's holding all them fucking walls in place and get them up. Plug the holes.
It's so funny too. Like I saw that like today or yesterday. I was like, oh, so now it's the state up to the states to fight the pandemic. And
Mr. Abbott, money to help you out?
Okay, so
what?
No. I just want to say this. Everybody listening, please, please, please go to the podcast app you're listening to us on and give us a 5-star rating review because I think this episode will earn us some 1-stars as well. So
it probably will.
Depends where you tune in at.
Please, please.
But it's okay because everybody's entitled to an opinion. And
yes. you know what they say about opinions, Tony.
Yep. Everybody's got one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Just like some...
Yeah, like a body part. But no, it is true. And we've all said it. We've all kind of expressed ourselves. And we do hope the best for everybody this year. Happy New Year. Take care of yourselves. God bless every one of you. Thanks for listening to the show. It's been a blast being here with Jackson and Tony and Mr. Shipper. Thank you, everybody.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University. Set a course for change. Certified to operate by Chev.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.